Det er ikke hver dag, at man får mulighed for at tale med den måske allerbedste racerkører netop nu. Den dobbelte Formel 1-verdensmester, Le Mans-vinder fra 2018, Fernando Alonso. Han kører som bekendt en Toyota hybridracer. Det var sådan en, han vandt Le Mans i sidste år. Og han er selvfølgelig også storkandidat til favorit til at tage sejren i 24-timers løbet her i 2019. Så indgangsspørgsmålet var selvfølgelig til ham. Jamen, sig mig en gang, Fernando, hvordan vil du komme til at opleve det her års Le Mans? Er det lige så spændende? Er det lige så interessant? Går du til det på samme måde, som du gjorde i fjor?
No, I think it's very similar. It's not less or no more. It's just a similar feeling to last year. A lot of respect to the race, and we are aware of the challenge in front of us. We come here with similar conditions of last year, having the quickest car probably and the more robust car, so starting as a favorite Toyota car 7, car 8 in front. So let's say it's a challenge against ourselves in a way, and it's a challenge against the race, you know, because Le Mans proved many times, unfortunately, to Toyota that it's a tough race and it's not easy even to finish the race. So we need to start the race taking that into consideration. Even if last year it was a travel-free race for both cars, it's unlikely that happens all the time. So we need to be prepared for the unexpected and try to execute the race with the least mistakes possible and hopefully have a result like last year. But in terms of emotions, very similar, you know, respecting a lot the race, but knowing that it's a very special event for all of us. I would love to be world champion on Sunday night, you know. After winning Le Mans once, being world champion in endurance, it will be a nice thing to have. Maybe even more than two Le Mans win, but I think that's something that is not in our hands. If it was a six-hour race, maybe it was easier in a way to finish in the top seven, because we have the potential to finish in the top seven. But in Le Mans, it's possible that you don't finish the race, and if you don't finish the race, it's bye-bye to the championship. So it's a little bit of out of our hands. Le Mans needs to choose who wins this year, and also in a way who wins the championship. And hopefully we did enough to deserve it.
So reliability is the main topic when it comes to Le Mans for you also?
Yeah, I think for everyone, but for us, Toyota had one of the best cars on the grid for many, many years and only won once last year. So that proves how important is reliability and how important is to execute the race with the least problems possible. So that's the aim. We've been training 2 years to solve any problem that may happen in the race. And last year we didn't have to do anything because the race was perfect. This year, hopefully, we have another perfect race, but if something happens, hopefully, we are trained enough to solve the problem.
When you look at the competition, is the competition pressure higher from the other LMP1 cars than the LMP2? They are quite close to you, actually.
Let's see. I think we don't know exactly where are the competitors. Looking at last year, they should be close, because they've been 1 second, 2 second slower last year, and with the changes compared last year to this year in the EOT, the weight, the fuel flow, etc., the numbers should say that they should be very close this year. But in the test day, they were not very close. So, the moment, I think we don't know. We tried to do our race, you know, not looking at the competitors, and if we find out that they are too quick, we will see how we manage. But at the moment, we don't think so.
If it is going to rain during the weekend, will that be a problem? Will that handicap you, so to say, in comparison to your competitors?
No, I don't think so. I think we should be quite well prepared. We did a lot of mileage on the test day
snow.
As well. In the snow, we were okay, so I think we should be not a worry. Any conditions, we will be prepared.
Og så kunne jeg jo ikke dy mig for at spørge ham, nu han har erfaring fra begge verdener. Hvor finder man egentlig det højeste udviklingsniveau? I Formel 1 eller i World Endurance Racing, altså langdistance racing, inklusive selvfølgelig 24 timers Le Mans?
Yeah, I think technology-wise, they are a step ahead of Formula 1. You know, just because the rules allowed here to experiment more, and they are more open. So in Formula One, with all the restrictions that they put in the last 10 years or whatever, technology is a little bit limited. You know, you have the hybrid, yes, that it helps a little bit, but there are a lot of limitations on the electronics, on the recovery system, on the deployment. So in Formula One, they are more limited on that. Here, you have more freedom. So the car is distance based on the lap, so they know exactly where the car is, so they can put more traction control in corner 14. You know, they can separate that specifically. So each corner is independent. So I think it's more technology right now here. Also, the tires, they are in probably a step ahead here. Formula One, they want tires that they grade. They want tires that they produce a nice show. Here, you have a tire that can do 600 kilometers in four stints, and you do the same tenth of the second in 600 kilometers. So that's magic, you know, for a driver point of view, because you can drive yourself with your instinct for 600 kilometers. You can push the tire, and the tire will be always there. You don't need to save anything. So I think it's very enjoyable to drive these cars, you know, the LMP1 cars at the moment. So what we'll see what the future will bring to WEC with hypercar or whatever category they create. But yeah, I think it's a good machine what we had until now. And yeah, and the championship as well, you know, I think to have all the cars, different categories, a very friendly environment, because all the teams, they try to help each other. It's very close, narrow pit lane, so you need a good understanding between all the teams, all the amateurs, that they come even to this race, 62 cars, record in Le Mans. So I think it's in a good health, you know, what in terms of the championship. So we just need a good top category, hopefully in the future, with hypercar, and attract more companies and more manufacturers.
Indslagene fra Le Mans præsenteres af Dunlop, som har leveret dæk til ikke færre end 34 Le Mans-sejre.